There is no justification for warlike activities from humanitarian reasons. I mean, for heaven's sakes. What's a humanitarian? What does that even mean? Humanitarian? Wait, there's something. You. We had to do it for humanitarian reasons. Really? Well, I can make a case that we ought to then be striking Planned Parenthood clinics. Do we have a naval frigate off the coast of Long Island? If we do, well, they ought to be hurling Tomahawk missiles into Planned Parenthood clinics on Manhattan Island to stop the humanitarian crisis that is the abortion, soon to be murder, of hundreds soon to be born American citizens. You talk about a humanitarian crisis. Well, there you go. 844-527-8723. Corbyn also said he can only countenance involvement in Syria if there is a United Nations authority behind it, and urged Trump to engage with Russian President Vladimir Putin to find a diplomatic solution to the crisis. Also appearing on the program, UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said he hopes Saturday's airstrike could push actors in the Syrian civil war towards the negotiating table and alleviate further humanitarian suffering. Now, you see, these people are just useful freaking idiots. Why would anyone go to the negotiating table with the parties that are at war and Syria? You have the legitimate Alawite government of Bashar al-Assad. No one questions the legitimacy of the Assad regime. Now, they question what it is that he's doing, but he's legitimate. By all accounts, the people of Syria think that Assad is legitimate. His approval ratings are higher than President Trump's are. Now, who is it that is trying to take, and why is there a civil war? They say it's a civil war. Is it? It is a war that was begun by ISIS, the Islamic State, and the Levant. I wonder who created the Islamic State and the Levant, and what did they what purpose did they create it for? They created it to destabilize. If the rebels that John McCain and company have armed in Syria were actually to win, somebody wrote about this. I read this morning. These are Sunni radical Muslims. What do you think is going to happen to the Christian peoples of Syria? Well, I got to answer that question. Here you go. You want to play devil's advocate? People want to tell you that, well, the War Powers Act had to. Again, you're making the mistake of thinking it's our flipping business. It's not our flipping business. If you're going to join the UN, join the UN and act like you joined the UN. Stop acting like you're not a member of the UN. You don't get to act unilaterally here. It's arrogant.